Please be seated. As has been mentioned, this is Christ the King Sunday, and we're going to explore together the King and His kingdom and talk about a little bit about what that means. And there are a lot of challenges to understanding Jesus as King, and one of them has to do with language. We've lost the art of language in our culture. We have forgotten the power of words and the meaning of words for a variety of reasons. And one of the times this struck me the most was when I was preparing for a worship service in a church I served. And I noticed out the window, one of the folks who was helping with the service had arrived, but they had parked very far away from the doors. And as I saw them walking with their middle school son to the church, I realized that that was probably because they were finishing a fight that had started somewhere on the way to church or before church. Not that any of you have ever done this, but just saying. And as they continued into the church, the argument continued between this son and his father. And then I heard this seventh grader say to his dad the words that parents despise to hear. He looked at him and he said, "Dad, I hate you." And in one of the most profound moments in my whole life in ministry, the father looked up at his son and said, "Jeff, words mean things." And that's what's happened in our culture. We've lost the power of language. We've lost sight of the fact that words mean something. And so when we talk about Jesus as King, we're not really sure what that means. But we're also not sure what that means because of culture. We certainly don't have a king in our culture, in our government today. In the midst of our dysfunctional government, some of you might wish for a king, but nonetheless, we don't have one. And we don't understand what that looks like. Even as we look at other countries with monarchies and kings, we don't really understand what that means. But you see, Jesus as King is something entirely different. So even if we had a better understanding of the language and of the culture of that, we really wouldn't be able to grab a hold of its meaning. Certainly, Jesus is King is about God's power and God's authority, God's rule, God's sovereign reign. It's also about the salvation of our God. But unlike